We have a string of really great guests tonight. A lot of them are going to be performing in this room later this weekend, including our first fella, who is from No Dice Improvised D&D. This is James Boland.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out to see just me. That's a joke from another guy that I saw named Sammy, who's a Milwaukee comedian. Doesn't matter. So I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for everybody for coming to support gaming and nerddom. I came to nerddom very late in my life. I really loved storytelling. I loved a lot of different kinds of things. But I had a lot of different tastes, but I didn't come to gaming until maybe two, three years ago. I've always been nerdy about different things, and enjoyed getting really into certain things. First was statistics about baseball. I was very nerdy about statistics about baseball, and remembering facts. I'm the youngest of four kids, and I needed something to like get in edgewise in a conversation. So I remembered like any kind of. Then it just branched out to any kind of sports facts. You know, just remembering. Like who won the 1968 World Series?
Who did?
That I'll tell you afterwards offline. The next time that'll be just like you and me conversation, you know, kind of thing. So that was that. But theater and blah, 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 and this and that, and books. I really like stories. Like, the thing that I was most passionate about was storytelling and the idea of creating stories and sharing stories and these kinds of things. So that's why, when Eric, asked me to do this, I was like, I mean, first of all, just to be doing this at the convention this weekend is like a kind of a small dream come true for me, even though it being a dream like 2 years in the making, which, I mean, comparatively, it doesn't seem like that great to being like a 6-year-old dreaming about something as opposed to a 26-year-old. It doesn't matter because it's still a dream and you can't take that away from me. So being here and doing this is really great. I started playing tabletop role playing games because my friend Dave Lane. And he's not here tonight, and he's not a famous person, but he is a really important person in my life. And when role models comes to mind, he's an absolute like giant figure in my mind. I still have a weekly game that I play with him, and we've been playing for almost 2 years. He is a person who is very passionate about stories. And he's an improviser, like myself. And we live down the hall from each other. And he said, I think you'd really like this role-playing, you know, this Dungeons & Dragons. And I didn't have, like, a negative, like, attitude towards it. So I just sort of went into it, sort of, like, just thinking, like, oh, it's a great way to tell stories with a friend, with friends and that kind of stuff. His passion... And one might even say compulsion to like have the best situation and like the best room, like all the things. Like he's always going to Goodwill to find things to make the gaming experience like better for us. He's finding this and that and it doesn't have to be like store bought, right? You know, it's like he's making things or like charcuterie. He'll like cut up like cheese and sausage and like crackers and shit to like make the gaming experience really great, you know? That passion to like, and he's I wouldn't say he's a good teacher of the game, in terms of things like, but he's very passionate. And when you first start getting into it, he's like, he will spend hours with you talking and explaining it. And he's very patient. But once he says something to you once, that's it. And you have to remember it. And if you don't, he will fucking rail you on it. He will just fucking drive you into the ground like, okay, attacks of opportunity. Like, and you're like, yeah, I think I can get through that. No, you can't. You get attacked. You fucking get attacked. You know, like, casting defensively. No, you don't get that. You don't get that +4. No, idiot. You know, but then like you see him like somebody who's new and he's like, okay, here's a D20. There's 20-sided dice. There's 20 sides on this dice. and you roll it, and that's pretty much the game, right? And he's like very kind and compassionate. But with me, he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You should remember this shit, which is really great. Like, it made me learn the rules. It made me want to know the rules. It made me want to become better at that, because the side that I really like and really enjoy is the storytelling side of it. So the sort of chaotic, fun, creative side, he sort of brought me back down to earth, and he was always like, these are the rules. It has to be logical. It has to make sense, right? It's still a fucking world that is grounded in reality. Even if it is fantasy, it has to be grounded in reality. So, long story short, he has helped me become more comfortable in being okay with knowing rules, getting rules down, like memorizing them, and then also then weaving that with story. And that's what kind of brought me to No Dice, because I wanted to create a show that had nothing, right? It had no dice, literally. That's the name of it. There's no dice, right? So you roll a d20 in your head, and you tell me what the dice roll is, right? I'm the DM. And it's a social experiment. I mean, it is, there's the people who are like, it's a 20 every time. So then a 20 becomes a 1. And if a 20 is a 1, then what does that mean in this world? And so, like, if you want to be a 20 all the time, you want to be the best all the time, well, then fuck, dude, there's a monster who's going to just tear your ass apart. Because a 20 means nothing. Like, so, like, let's bring it down to reality. Let's ground it in reality, right? So having that show was like a total social experiment. I wanted to figure out, like, we didn't need a dice, we didn't need a rule book, we didn't need anything but just each other to tell a fun story and to, like, pass the time. And if you've lived in any place that's really cold, you need something to pass the time. And beer helps, but storytelling is way, way better. So that's why Dave Lane is my role-playing role model.
So, No Dice, Improvised Dungeons and Dragons will be here tomorrow at 8:30 and then 2 p.m. Sunday. You know, I was thinking how appropriate it was that, like, a storytelling podcast would be at a gaming convention. Like, it is all about narrative. So, thank you for making that point very salient. It's a good word.